The Arab satellite television channel Al Jazeera plans to launch an English language website this spring. The network is based in Qatar. It's been criticized in the West for broadcasting statements from Osama bin Laden, among other things. But clearly some of the Western world find it worthwhile to check in with Al Jazeera. The network's Arab website, launched 2 years ago, says some 39% of its visitors come from America and Europe. Joanne Tucker is managing editor of Al Jazeera's new English language website, and she joins us now from her home in Doha. Thanks very much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So why an English language website, and why now?
We think there is a genuine thirst and desire for an independent and inclusive perspective on the Arab world, the Middle East. We can provide an insider perspective. We have the contacts, the access, the independent news judgment to talk about a very interesting part of the world right now.
And is this just step one, or is Al Jazeera moving on to think about an English language television channel?
There are definite plans in the works to start an original, fully-fledged English language TV station alongside the Arabic language TV that's been running now for 6 years, and alongside JaziraNet in Arabic and JaziraNet in English. Mm-hmm. But the website will be the precursor to that, and I don't think, nothing is finalized, but I don't think that the English language TV will happen for at least another 6 months to 1 year.
The website, which should be up in a couple of months then, what's its target audience?
We aim to talk to born and bred Westerners in, obviously, you know, their natural language and the world's universal language.
Mm-hmm.
There are obviously, there are naturally second and third generation Arabs, Western Arabs living in Europe, living in the U.S., etc., who are very interested in keeping in touch with what's happening in this part of the world, who may not even speak Arabic or read and write Arabic, who, in a sense, are almost an instant audience for us and who we know for a fact would tune in or surf our site. But we aim really to speak to a broader audience because we think, we know from feedback, there's been so much interest in this venture. We think that, in a sense, sometimes U.S. mainstream media tries to give the impression that world public opinion, you know, is almost at one with the Republican parties. And we don't think this is representative of the big picture. And sometimes this impression is given by framing what's going on in the world right now in a kind of misleading way. For instance, you know, are you with us? Because we are against global terror. And global terrorists tend to, or according to this line of thought, come from the Arab or Islamic world. We think the Arab and Islamic world is a much richer region. We think there are huge gaps in cultural, mm-hmm. social, and political information. And these gaps are the ones we hope to bridge. And they are usually with people who live in the West who don't really have an honest or broad enough perspective on what's going on.
Who's going to pay for this? Is this going to be paid for by the government of Qatar or the royal family there?
No, there is some government subsidy to launch us, if you like, but we're going to be making money the same way every single leading news website out there makes money. We're advertising revenue, selling certain unique products that we think are totally unique, like we have access to certain leaders the West has some of these leaders whom the Arabic channel interviews in kind of in-depth interviews on terrorist watch lists or mm-hmm. terrorist lists. We think, I mean, the Arab world, meaning the Arab street and Arab governments, don't obviously have them on the same list. So we have interviews and certain other unique products that we hope to sell or simply to give away and then maybe
Joanne Tucker,
down the line.
If you figure out a way to make money on a news website, I'm sure there'll be many people who will be very interested to speak with you. But thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Joanne Tucker, managing editor of Al Jazeera's new English language website. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.